let's talk about the Cambrian period. This is a geological period which stretched from about 542 to 488 million years ago. The world climate was fairly mild at this time. There was no glaciation, the land masses were scattered, and the sea was really the centre of activity. There was no life on land and little or none in the fresh water. And the oceans were becoming more oxygenated. Plants had yet to evolve. The terrestrial world was devoid of vegetation and inhospitable to life. But when we think about what's going on then, let's think about the ocean. Think about the sea and imagine it's, you know, a bit like the sea today, I guess, with sponges and algae, and you've got invertebrates developing with exoskeletons. So it was a massive explosion of life taking place at this point in time. Most living marine invertebrates, phyla, would be present and developing, though most of those ones that were present then are now extinct. Why was there such an explosion of life during this period of time? We don't really know. Was it the sort of milder climates? Was it the increased amount of calcium in the oceans which allowed for mineralization of the skeleton? Was it the development of genes called HOX genes that we'll talk about later on in the course? We don't know, but we know that around about 535 million years ago, the first vertebrates came onto the scene. And some of the oldest vertebrates to be found are a vertebrate known as Hycoichthys. This is an agnathan, a jawless fish. It looks as if it had sensory organs. It probably had eyes, an otic capsule for hearing. It may have had vertebra-like elements. It certainly had some sort of a head associated with it. It may have had 6 to 9 gill arches. And we believe that the gill arches and the nerves would have formed from the unique neural crest cells. If you remember, the neural crest cells are unique to vertebrates and their closest relatives. So think about this time as a very, very exciting time known as the Cambrian explosion. And our first of our vertebrates are coming on the scene in the form of jawless fishes.